Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
My friends, did you watch the Super Bowl? Super Bowl 60. That is hard to believe. Super Bowl 60 last night. I didn't even talk about this leading up to the weekend. I used to be a humongous football fan. In fact, as I was getting ready to watch the game, I was thinking about watching it as a kid. And man, I used to love watching that game. I used to love the game of football. They've done a lot to harm my beloved sport of football, trying to reach broader audiences, dealing with, you know, people who didn't like the, dare I say, the violence of the sport, the controlled violence, the physicality of the sport has changed so much, and in some ways necessarily and good and so forth. But last night's game was not the type of game that the NFL wants. It was actually a game that is, if anyone liked it, it would have been the old school football fan. It may have been the most boring Super Bowl that I can remember watching. There may have been another contender or two in there, but at least in the past, man, it's been competitive and it's been offense driven for so long. It was a defensive battle. In fact, there was a time I was thinking that the Patriots were not even going to score a touchdown. So I want to talk just a little bit about that. I want to talk a little bit about the halftime show. Yes, I want to talk about the halftime show. I didn't talk about any of these things last week. And then I want to get into the state of the DHS, apparently shutting down, the partial government shutdown that is looming later this week, that may in fact, it looks like it's going to be shut down, the DHS specifically. We'll get to that, my friends, as time goes along here this morning. Friends, maybe you've reached that stage where managing your money feels like juggling more than just numbers. There's tax planning, estate work, investment choices, a whole lot more. That's when Family Office Services can really make a difference. Full Suite Wealth brings all those pieces together into one cohesive strategy. Their Family Office Services give you access to a coordinated team with advanced option strategies, private equity, private credit, and legal expertise. All those things, my friends, under one roof so that they can help you simplify your financial life. They can help you plan for the future and make sure your legacy is what you want. Your legacy stays strong for generations to come. You've built it. You want to work to keep it. They can help you do that. If you're ready for that next level of support, head on over to FullSuiteWealth.com. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. And they will help build your legacy and secure your future, my friends. Okay, So, the game last night. You know, let me tell a quick story because I remember this was about 20 some years ago. I was in my, I don't know, early to mid 20s, I'm guessing. And I remember my brother and I had made plans to watch the game together, actually to go to our parents' house. And literally we get, it's just funny to me. My mom, she always wanted boys. She had two boys, my brother and I. We both played football. My brother was a very good football player, got recruited, had led the state in passing, I think, in the regular season. Was getting recruited. There's a lot going on there with my brother, but he and I loved football, especially when we were younger. We were talking about this yesterday. It's just, you know, the older you get, these things. I fight to hang on to the the memory, or kind of just the thing that I loved as a kid, for the memories and for the tradition. Maybe watch it with our kids or that sort of stuff. But I've lost interest in it. I really have. I don't know if I've grown up, just your interest changes. I don't know. But I do try to still like it, even though they've made it harder for people like me who want to see real men out there knocking the heck out of each other. And I get it. I player safety. I understand all that. And that's good. They've made some good progress in areas, but they've taken out a lot of the things and changed a lot of the things that made football for a traditional old school fan like myself worth watching. But anyway, my brother and I, we made plans back sometime in the early 2000s to watch the game at my parents, and we get over here to the house, and we are in the living room, and my mom comes out and says, "Hey, can you help me move the furniture? I got the carpet guys coming today." She had carpet laid on Super Bowl Sunday, and I remember my brother and I were, first of all, we said, "Mom, do you know it's Super Bowl Sunday yet? You got somebody to lay the carpet?" We were helping her move furniture. My mom is just, she is an incredibly efficient worker. She had it all done, put back together. You never would have known it. In fact, someone like me probably didn't even notice the carpet was different. But she had it all put together in time for kickoff. That may have been the same year. I think it was. Whatever year Janet Jackson had the infamous wardrobe malfunction, I think that was the same year. Anyway, watched football for a long time. Loved the sport. As I've gotten older, this matters less and less to me. That's why we didn't talk about it last week. But there are some things to talk about. Number one, probably the least exciting Super Bowl that I can remember in some time. But it might have been a good one for the traditional football fan. This was, two things happened last night. One, there were some bad offenses. Two, there were some good defenses. And that, of course, combined, we have that's a recipe for some low-scoring football. In fact, last night, the NFL Super Bowl record was set for the most field goals by a player in a game, 5 field goals. Seahawks win, by the way, 29-13. People might have been wondering, you know, where's the offense? I tell you something else that's happening again, and we'll move out of football for those of you who stick to the issues of listeners out there. Just hang on for a moment. But some people would say, what about the quarterback play? Now, defense was great. And look, football, sports are cyclical, right? 15, 20 years ago, we went through an era, 30 years ago almost now, where NFL quarterbacks were just tearing it up. I mean, they were setting records routinely for yards in a season, for touchdown passes. That went back and forth. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Drew Brees. There were lots of gunslingers back in the day, if I can say that, that changed the game of football. And defenses have adapted. I remember Peyton came in, and he changed the play. He was such a cerebral quarterback, could read the defenses. It became a chess match. Defenses were trying to react and bait Peyton into thinking that they were in a certain coverage, single high safety versus two, whatever. And there was a lot of that going on, but defenses have adjusted and they've taken away some of the things or made it harder to execute some of the things that maybe were working really well 10, 15, 20 years ago, whatever. And so it's cyclical. But I will say this, quarterback play in the NFL overall is perhaps at the lowest point, in my opinion, and I'm not an expert in this. I'm going to give you a ballpark of 30 years or so, maybe even further back than that, back before the Peyton Manning era, back before the Tom Brady era, back before the Drew Brees era. You got to go back to that time to find even something that's remotely comparable to what has been playing-wise, what we've seen from quarterbacks in today's game. And that made itself known less than. And I don't want to beat up. Actually, I love the story. I like Drake May on the Patriots. I love the story. I like Sam Darnold for the Seahawks. There's a guy who's been through it. And there's so many takeaways from this, right? There's, you know, Sam Darnold had struggled for so long. He built a team. He put together a great season for the Vikings, but they decided that he wasn't the guy for the future. He ends up in Seattle, and now he's in the Super Bowl. It's just a great story. And these are things that I think we can pull from ourselves and use as inspiration or motivation. And I know sports, listen, sports is sports, and it's different from the things that we struggle with in real life, but is it in other ways, right? It's very comparable. But this is, listen, congratulations to the Seahawks. It was a great defensive performance. It was a little bit of an ugly game in a lot of ways, but for the old school football fan, you may have found some enjoyment watching this game. So that's really all I want to say about, that's all I want to say about the game. Let's talk about the halftime performance. So, and I do want to talk about this. This is relevant. Now we're getting into the, you know, the things that we talk about normally on this show. The political impact or the political messaging of the halftime show. I will tell you, I did not watch 1 millisecond of the halftime performance of the Super Bowl last night. I'm not even going to say the name of the fella that did the performance. Because that's what they want. They want you to talk about it. They, you know, what's the old country song Brad Paisley sang? The more they put my name, the more they drive my name down, the more my price goes up or something like that, right? Any publicity is good publicity because it drives attention. It's the first top of the marketing funnel. You got to get attention before you get interest and all that sort of stuff. So I'm not going to do that. But what I am going to do is I'm going to talk about well, A, I didn't watch it, and B, I didn't read about it. C, I don't care about it. I couldn't care less. I don't care how much this dude hates America. I talk about people who hate America every day. It's not something that is shocking to me. I don't care what language he's saying in. I don't care if he had derogatory. I don't even know what happened, and I don't care, and I feel happy about that. Best response is to truly ignore it. Now, again, we can talk about why some of these things are bad, and that's what we do on here every day. But I think just ignoring it, I turned it off. I just didn't want it on my television. We actually turned on. I didn't know that I was going to do this. My brother and I were talking about this. He'd mentioned the Turning Point USA halftime show that they were doing as kind of a competitive thing. They had, who did they have? Kid Rock, Brantley Gilbert. Who else am I missing, Oz? Who? Lee Bryce. I like Lee Bryce. And a girl that I didn't know. What is it? Gabby? Gabby Barrett. I don't know. No disrespect intended. I just don't know. The older I get, the less I understand about pop culture. But I will say this. Much better. These are people that care about their country, love America, patriotic, all that sort of stuff. And this is necessary. You know, you may have read, you can go and read some quips and one-liners and quotes from great thinkers or influential people throughout history. And someone once said, and I don't know who said it, that's why I just start this with a general kind of blanket statement to say I remember reading this quote, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but it basically says if you want to change a society, don't bother rewriting its laws. Let me write its music, right? Let me write the stuff that people are consuming without a filter. That's what's so powerful or dangerous, depending upon what's going on behind the scenes with things like music. See, I know when I come on here and I say, we want to talk about this topic and this is what I think, immediately it puts people on defense. You know, they think, well, let me hear what's being said here. Do I agree with that? Do I not? I'm analyzing what's being said. What do I agree with that? Where do I agree? Where do I disagree? Right? You're immediately in a mode, a mindset where you are critically thinking about the things that I'm saying. And I want you, hear me say this, I want you in that mindset. I want people, that's what people don't understand about you or the people who listen to talk radio, conservative podcasts. You think for yourselves, right? They think, or they want people to think, the people who are critics of this format, they want people to think that you simply do what the person behind the microphone is telling you. And that's simply not the case. The reason that there's a connection is because there's a common value, a belief set, a shared values, right? And shared beliefs about what it is that makes America great, what it is that's worth preserving and passing on to the next generation. And you may disagree here and there about details about this or that, but you understand and agree in general with these concepts, and we are in agreement that freedom is a rare thing throughout history, and that tyrants exist, and that they are constantly on the lookout for opportunities to take away your freedom, to force their beliefs and their vision for how this country could work, should work, upon you, limiting your opportunity, because less opportunity means for them more control, more command style governance and so forth. They want this. They think they're better. They think they're superior. They think we're idiots and that they have all the answers if the rest of us would just simply follow their edicts and mandates and all this sort of stuff. And so when we talk about the issues on this program, you can analyze it and put it through a filter and sift it, and you're ready. But when you listen to music, oh, this is a powerful thing. When music is there, in the background, wherever you are, driving in the car, or when you go out to have dinner, if you go to a sports bar, whatever, you hear music in so many different places, and a lot of times we're not on defense. We're not, the filter isn't up. Now, my filter's almost always up, because that's just the way that I am personally, and many of you will have your filters up as well. Some of us are built that way. Some people are not. And that's just, we're different. But it's amazing the subtle impact that what you listen to can shape the way you think. And especially when it's something that you're not on active defense about, when you're not on active guard against, that it's easy to be susceptible to those beliefs. In fact, I've been in recent months, someone who's followed this and talked about this stuff for a long time, I've told Oz, the insidious effects of feminism run so deep in our culture. I had a conversation yesterday with a younger girl, and she's telling me how terrible all the guys are out there that she's dating and all this, and I'm not listening. I'm sure that there's some bad guys or some bad girls, but you know what? A lot of this is, and I'm not saying this is the case specifically for her, but we have bought into, and I think even the average person listening to me now, who's very, very intelligent, very aware, very on top of what's going on, is very, you understand, you know what things like feminism have done. But I would say, I really think this because I see it in myself, I think that the damage is even deeper than I realize. I think the impact is deeper than I understood. I really think that that's the case. And they have the feminists, and you can pick on the feminists or just it's whatever vehicle the modern left has to undermine traditional values, to undermine the way that God created humanity to function. They are happy to use it, whatever is there. And listen, I'm not saying feminism, look, there were things that we needed to change throughout history, the way that culture and society dealt with women. Absolutely. It's like anything else, but it has gone so far to the other side where we literally don't understand the differences. I'm not saying biological and physical differences, because most people understand. That's what today's Todd Talk was about. This man who was a boxer, won the gold medal in the 2024 Summer Games, recently last week came out and said he has XY chromosomes, meaning he's a man, but he still insists he's a female. Anyway, most people understand still that, you know, there are physical differences between men and women, but I don't think a lot of people understand just how different we are in other ways. Complementary. See, some people hear that and they think, oh, well, you think men are better. That's not at all what I said. I tell you what, I think men are better at some things in general. I think women are better at some things in general. And I think that's the way it's supposed to be. But I think these things are so insidious. And, you know, when it's everywhere, when it's in the music and in the entertainment, these things break down our defenses because we're not thinking about them. And so we have to win to the point. We have to win. We have to engage in the culture. And I watched that performance last night, or listened to a lot of it. I was not watching the television, but I was listening. And of course, doing what I do here every day with audio, I commented to my wife and said, what are they doing with the audio? I mean, I could hear the music like I was sitting in a car with the speakers turned up, but they had the audio for, and I'm not trying to be critical here. I'm just saying we're gonna have to do what Turning Point did, and I commend them for that, but I think they're going to have to do better than they did because, again, it's superficial, right? The Super Bowl has a certain look and feel, and as dumb as the things are that they're saying on the stage oftentimes, and as offensive as they try to be, and as downright evil as it is sometimes, dare I say satanic as it is sometimes, as much as it is those things at times, and I'm not talking about last night because I truly have no idea. I didn't watch a millisecond, and I didn't read anything about it, and I don't care. But in the larger picture, I do care because it's so powerful, because it just seeps into our subconscious. And so we're going to have to win the battle. I commend them for doing it, but they're going to have to do better in some of those areas, including the audio. I look at the clock here, folks. I got to take a quick timeout, wrap this up on the other side of the break, and we'll talk about the shutdown. Real quickly, friends, Freedom Marketplace. If you haven't been there, I'm going to invite you to go. Freedommarketplace.net. It's where you can go to find companies that are pushing in the same direction that you are pushing. These are companies that have made a vow, a promise not to support leftist candidates or leftist causes. It's free for you to use. Check them out, freedommarketplace.net. It's one of the ways that you can fight back against what I call the seven pillars of propaganda, the leftist movement that we have in this country on many, many fronts. freedommarketplace.net, where you can find liberty and business, my friends, for all. Time out here for me. Back in just a minute.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code Todd at TBathProducts.com. That's TBathProducts.com. T-Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Welcome back, my friends. Want to continue a little bit about this discussion, move into the shutdown and all that stuff here in a moment. But friends, there's a lot of confusion out there about Kratom. You've probably heard the headlines, read the stories, all that sort of stuff. And you'll find if you dig a little deeper, that most of these negative stories about Kratom are based on synthetic junk that isn't real Kratom at all. It is often pushed by some shady sellers who undoubtedly find enjoyment in last night's halftime performance. But friends, real Kratom is tested. It's handled with care, and that's what you get from Christopher's Organic Botanicals. They're a family-run company. They partner directly with farmers in Indonesia. Every batch that they import and provide to their clientele is lab-tested for purity, for safety. There's no chemicals, no fillers, no shortcuts. This is a trusted herbal option that's been used for generations, and it is a real alternative for people looking for something that doesn't come with a warning label, as I like to say, that's as long as a CVS receipt. You can start with their Kratom Starter Pack. You can use coupon code TODDHUFF. Don't forget my last name. Most of our codes is just my first name. This one is TODDHUFF, all one word. You'll get 10% off your first order at ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. That's ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, and transparency, my friends. Okay, just want to tie up a couple of loose ends here. You hear me talk about on this program regularly the seven pillars of propaganda, and I don't want to go into all that, but it is an important thing. Entertainment is one of the pillars, and just for those who are new or need a quick refresher, the seven pillars of propaganda is built on or based upon what Rush Limbaugh identified years ago as the four corners of deceit when he talked about the people in this country that are colluding basically to keep you in the dark, to keep the truth from being known. And as I've thought about that, I've added a couple of things to that. And I call it the seven pillars of propaganda because it's not just that it's the media and science colluding, if you will, to mislead us about things, to keep us in the dark, as I talked about last segment, to push things like feminism on us insidiously, just constantly drip, 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 trying to seep past the defenses of unwitting people because they're busy and it's getting into their ears and into their subconscious minds in ways where we're not actually on defense. We're not ready to defend against it. And it's just drip, drip, drip getting into our subconscious. And this is by design. And I don't want to get into all of it because there's a lot to it in my estimation. But one of those areas is entertainment. And entertainment, I mean, I literally mean sports. So we had kind of yesterday was... You can make the case that yesterday was the pinnacle of entertainment, at least for a lot of people in the country. Yesterday was maybe the pinnacle. So many people watched the Super Bowl. It's a worldwide phenomenon now. You've got celebrities and you got these commercials. Everybody talks about the commercials and all this sort of stuff. And you've got the game, which is almost in many ways today for some people, not even the main draw at all. It's all the other, it's the spectacle, right? The Indianapolis 500 is the greatest spectacle in racing. The Super Bowl is probably the greatest spectacle in sports and entertainment. And all these eyes are there and everybody's paying attention and everyone's looking just to increase their brand, their awareness of who they are. People love to do things like the halftime show. They love to be in the crowd, just to go to watch a game. And I don't want to, give you, make you a little jaded here. But for the celebrities in the crowd, listen, I'm not saying that none of them are fans of the team. I'm not saying that, but you, some people, they understand that this is like paying a PR agent. If I can get my face, one of these celebrities, on the camera, and X number of people see me, that is beneficial. If they'll mention me, the play-by-play guys or the, you know, Collinsworth and Tirico, if they'll mention my name while my face is on screen, it just has tremendous value and impact for that person's, their recognition, their credibility, the number of Google searches that happen, or conversations at Super Bowl parties. Who's that person? Oh, they're in this movie, or they did. Oh, okay, they got a new book out. Maybe I'll check that out. Right, the amount of stuff like that that happens when you have this many people watching is absolutely just incredible. And so, but it's the pinnacle of entertainment and sports. But it, we have to, as conservatives, we've lost the culture. And I don't mean it's permanent. And I don't mean that we've lost all of it. I think that there's a remnant of the culture that has been secured by conservatives, by Christians, followers of Jesus, that have preserved what is good in culture, but then there's a bunch of garbage out there. And we have to figure out, you know, to think that every 4 years that we can show up on a campaign stage and convince people who are consistently, incessantly fed poison by the left, by the media, by the seven pillars of propaganda, it's absolutely ridiculous to think that we can do that, to think that every 4 years we can show up and even begin to understand the person that we're talking to, because they've been fed a bunch of just a belief system, an ideology that is, in many cases, antithetical, the exact opposite of our belief system, of the truth, candidly. They believe, in some cases, the absolute opposite of the truth. And to think that we can show up in an election year, every 2 years even, and somehow win these people over when they've been fed poison, and they've been told Trump is Hitler, and they've been told you're a racist, a homophobe, a bigot, and everything else, it's a tad bit naive. So it's important to win this, and I commend Turning Point, and I'm not trying to be super critical. I'm pretty sure if you put these performances side by side, which I won't do because I didn't watch the stupid one of the Super Bowl, but I'm pretty sure Turning Points was much better, and much was definitely a step towards truth and goodness and love for country and all that stuff. Probably multiple steps in many, many cases. But we've got to get better at this, and we got to find ways to do this. And we all have our strengths. This one is not mine, right? There's people out there. I know people that make movies, right? They make Christian movies and so forth. We need more people like that. And so we all have our strengths, and I just want to speak to this because it matters, my friends. It certainly and absolutely matters here. And I just wanted to say that before I wrap this segment up today. So I told you I was going to talk a little bit about what's happening with the government shutdown that's impending here on the American people. So, Senator Fetterman, couldn't think of his name there. Senator John Fetterman, Democrat, was on Fox News over the weekend, and he said that a shutdown is likely over DHS funding, Department of Homeland Security funding. Now, he is not a conservative hero, but I will tell you, Fetterman is at least a Democrat that we can find some common ground with. I mean, the Democrat Party has been taken over by the radical left. And if you don't believe me, look at how rare someone like John Fetterman is. John Fetterman is a liberal Democrat. Some people in today might think of him as a moderate. That's fine. Moderate or liberal Democrat. but he's not a leftist lunatic. He doesn't think the SAVE Act, which we've talked about last week on this program, is somehow a danger to America, or it's reinstituting Jim Crow laws. He's not bought into that ridiculous and utter nonsensical narrative. But he's not a conservative hero, but he also understands what we're up against. Secure elections are not voter suppression. DHS arresting and deporting criminal illegal aliens is, in fact, a good thing. And that's what he's out there saying. But it's going to this difference of opinion, which, again, the opinions are one side wants law and order, the other side wants absolute chaos and anarchy, the radical left. That difference of opinion as it pertains to DHS is going to probably lead to a government shutdown starting at the end of this week. At least partial government, right? DHS, everything else is funded. The one thing we're fighting about is the Department of Homeland Security. We're talking TSA, we're talking ICE, we're talking lots of things that are important right now. So we'll see where this goes. I'm up against the break here. The clock says it's time to wrap up this segment. I've got to comply with that. We'll hit this after the break and talk about it in the time we have remaining. My friends, sit tight. You're listening to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back here in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code Todd at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevate your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment here. I told you I want to talk a little bit about this impending government shutdown. John Fetterman has broken with his party. He says, expect a shutdown. It's not crazy to do what Republicans are suggesting we do. Pass the SAVE Act and continue to fund and support ICE to arrest and deport criminal, illegal alien. So we've got the deadline approaching. The Friday shutdown is now, at least for DHS, is looming and seems to be very possible. Democrats, I shared last week, had a list of demands. They've actually backed off one of those demands, interestingly enough. And Republicans are trying to still attach the SAVE Act to this funding bill that I'm guessing that's going to get pulled and this is going to be dealt with separately. Time will tell. But we got Hakeem Jeffries out there doubling down on what Chuck Schumer said last week, what I talked about on this program, that the left says any sort of voter identification law, any sort of proving that you're an American citizen to register to vote is going to be framed as voter suppression, which is just, who are they suppressing? They're suppressing the people who aren't supposed to vote. It's not voter suppression at that point. If the only people whose votes are being suppressed are the ones who don't have a vote to cast, that's called enforcing voting laws, my friends. That's called being a reasonably intelligent person. That's called common sense, dare I say. And I want to play, if I can, I want to play a little bit of a soundbite of his talking to Dana Bash on CNN. Friends, you know, one of the biggest challenges we have as conservatives is finding ways to ensure our values align with the way that we live our lives. That includes the way that we invest our money. 48 Financial is doing some really good and interesting things here. They specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that do not align with your faith, with your values, so that you're not funding things that go completely against what you believe in. This seems to be a good thing to me, right? It's consistent with our values, and we're not funding the opposition, my friends. This isn't just minor disagreements. These are fundamental differences of opinion as to what is good and true and moral and just. 48 Financial does all the heavy lifting for you. They'll help align your investments with your purpose, your goals. The best part is that all you have to do is take a quick and easy assessment to see to what degree your investments align with your values. Website that you can head on over to and take that quick and easy assessment is 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. Okay. Let me, if I can, really quickly here, play a little bit. Where did this go? Here it is. I'm going to get to as much of this as I can. Hakeem Jeffries, House Minority Leader, out there saying that the SAVE Act is voter suppression. We've talked about this. It's remarkable. By the way, Kamala's out there as well talking about this. I don't have time to play her clip, but the clip is on in the stack of stuff today if you want to take a listen to that. But Hakeem Jeffries sits down with Dana Bash of CNN, and she has this brief exchange with him. Let me cue this up. There we go. Talking about, the impending government shutdown. And this is how that conversation
goes. For example, but requiring basic ID in order to vote is really popular.
Does it make sense, Dana?
A poll from a few months ago showed 83% of Americans, including 71% of your fellow Democrats, support requiring an ID to vote. Why are they wrong?
I haven't said that they're wrong.
You haven't.
We know that
says voter suppression.
Are the ones who are empowered to conduct elections, and every state should be allowed to decide the best way to proceed to ensure that there's a free and fair election. Here in New York, there are, in fact, voter identification requirements. The question is that what Republicans are trying to do is to engage in clear and blatant voter suppression. They know
how?
That if there's a free and fair election in November, they're going to lose.
That's the opposite, Mr. Jeffries. You know you're going to lose. You can't be. These people project like none other. I want you to hear the rest of what he says here, the best of my ability.
Republicans have been losing every single election since Donald Trump was sworn in January of last year, including most recently, decisively in Texas. And of course, losing all across the country, up and down the ballot in the November off-year elections.
Spit it out.
In places like New Jersey or Virginia or New York.
Yeah, and they've been losing. I mean, Virginia is a good example. They have a requirement to show your ID, and Democrats won very, very handily across the way. So why not maybe even just take that off the table and say, okay, maybe not a passport or birth certificate, but show ID.
First of all, every state is empowered to be able to make the decision on their own. And we completely and totally support that. What Donald Trump wants to do is try to nationalize the election, translation, steal it.
There we go.
And we're not going to let it happen. We stopped them in terms of their gerrymandering efforts.
I'm out of time here. I got to stop that. He's got some other talking points that he wants to get to. But we went through this last week. Congress absolutely has the explicit, it's in the document, the explicit constitutional power to set standards for the elections. Yes, states can manage their own elections, but setting the basic rules is absolutely something Congress can do. This is pure sophistry. As usual, I gotta go, SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code Todd at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevate your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.